Consumer complaints and consumer issues on our minds now for the next 45 minutes or so here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. And with me by phone today, Ran Holth, who is president, CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, located in Milwaukee. It's a nonprofit organization. They specialize in providing consumer education and complaint resolution. And we're happy to have him back to talk with us about consumer complaints. And certainly if you have a question or a comment, maybe an experience you'd like to share, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us at talk@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. And Ran Holth, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
It's my pleasure, Larry. Always good to be with you.
You guys respond to thousands of complaints every month, don't you?
Yes, we do. We receive about 95% of our complaint activity comes online these days, and so we try to work with buyers and sellers to create a more ethical marketplace for Wisconsin consumers. So we do handle a lot of traffic.
And we should just give your website right off the bat. People may want to go to it while they're listening to you talk.
That's right. It's good old Wisconsin spelled out, wisconsin.bbb.org. And you can go right into that site and gain latest news release information. And also, if you're a consumer or a business, you just click on the icon and say, I'd like to file a complaint, or I'd like to gather information about finding a reliable business. So there's lots of good free information out there, Larry.
So it's wisconsin.bbb.org.
Or 800-273-1002. We've got consumer information specialists that will try to work with people to give them some direction and some information to make a better buying decision. So also call us at 800-273-1002.
All right. Excellent. What are some of the – we already have callers coming in online to ask you questions, but what are some of the largest number of complaints? Where do they come from?
Well, we get a lot of complaints from infomercials, you know, online products and services that are being sold through a very dynamic looking website, or delivered through a link that takes you to a web and looks at a television commercial, and that infomercial promises you a great product and wonderful service. And so we do see a lot of online complaint activity coming from that area. We also, this year, we did report that our complaint activity, surprisingly, in Wisconsin had not gone up like the rest of the country, but we had an online department store and complaint activity that was always an issue with us. And we also, online automobile. That's always a challenge in these tough economic times. So those are samples of some of the things BBB sees.
Well, Tony in McHenry, Illinois has a comment or question. Tony, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thanks, everyone, for the opportunity. I have a bit of an unusual situation. I actually am in the process of filing a complaint to the BBB against the BBB.
Oh.
Hey.
There's a program called the Affinity Program. Do you have that in Wisconsin?
We have some Affinity programs, yes.
And evidently, in Illinois, the Affinity Program is open to the members of the BBB, where they could buy health insurance, liability, casualty, auto, all forms of insurance, long-distance dialing. And it kind of pulls everybody together as an association under this umbrella. Do I explain that kind of accurately?
Yes, that's right. The programs vary between better business bureaus, but I'm familiar with the Illinois programs as well.
And I have a problem with it on two levels. One, if I were in the health insurance business and I were a member of the BBB, I'd be a little upset that my association was actually my competitor. And this is an exact situation because my insurance broker is a member of the BBB. And when I called him and told him, I said, I'm thinking of leaving you because our organization that we mutually are members of wants my business, and I'm not going to leave them. But then I found out that the BBB actually gets a commission for every member that signs up through the Affinity program. So I have an issue with their ability to be a non-biased adjudicator. And then on another level, I have an issue with if the BBB is the watchdog, then who's watching the dog? Because how is it possible that the BBB can effectively, at a non-biased level, adjudicate my claim against itself?
Well, that's a there's a couple different levels of response, Tony. First of all, the Better Business Bureau in Wisconsin has really not pursued active affinity programs. Every BBB has the right to do that, and typically an affinity program is an opportunity given out to all the members to offer special programs or discounts. As a matter of fact, any business who's gone through the accreditation here in Wisconsin has the right to create a coupon or a special promotion to any consumer who would like to participate. So we are trying to direct business to trustworthy companies that have gone through our 8 accreditation standards. So in Wisconsin, we work very hard to try and make sure that our accredited businesses who step up to a higher level do get a chance for business, because we don't want to compete with our members. We give members opportunities to offer affinity programs, and so we do have a slightly different approach, you know, state by state. But to answer your question about who's watching the BBB, every Better Business Bureau has to meet 23 operating standards, just like I and my staff do here in Wisconsin. And those operating standards are reportable to the Council of Better Business Bureaus. And there's a complaint hotline so that an individual or a business that's not satisfied with the results they get from a Better Business Bureau does have a way to be heard. And that way is by just going to the Council of Better Business Bureaus at bbb.org and file a complaint, which must be responded to, by the way, by the CEO of the state that operates that Better Business Bureau. So I do receive every single complaint against our Better Business Bureau, because you're right, we need to hold ourselves to a high standard.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. Thank you very much, Tony, for calling. I'm going to give Nick in Green Bay a chance to join in. Nick, hello to you.
Hi, I've got a small problem. I don't think I can do anything about it. We were renting from this lady, and she got a divorce. And then she decided to stop paying for the duplex that we lived in. So then the bank took it over, which is fine, but she never transferred over the $650 for the deposit that we paid her.
Oh.
And she told the bank that we never paid a deposit, and I got a lease saying that we did. So we're going to sue her for the $1,300 that we can legally go after her for, but then we got a thing in the mail saying that she filed bankruptcy. Are we pretty much owed her $650? Or?
So she went ahead and filed a bankruptcy there. You may still have a pursuable claim as an exemption in the bankruptcy. Now, I'm not going to give you legal advice, but I'm going to tell you that here in Wisconsin, we have very strong landlord-tenant administrative rules, and they are handled by the Wisconsin Department of Ag and Trade and Consumer Protection. So that is an area where the Better Business Bureau refers tenant-landlord issues to the Consumer Protection Department in Madison,
okay.
And I think you might have something there for them to take a look at.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, give it a try.
Good luck, Nick.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. Yeah, sometimes you can do something about bankruptcies, and sometimes you can't. I know we had a travel experience, not my own, my wife and my mother-in-law, who signed up for a trip, and the company took the money, but then went bankrupt, and we were just out the money. We weren't able to get anything back from it.
Well, you know, that's why taking international travel insurance is becoming more and more important. And the BBB always advises that you do use your credit card to pay for a future performance, because you have 90 to 120 days to dispute that performance and get a provisional credit on your credit card. So, you know, all may not be lost, you know, even though that company may claim some inability to repay, you may be able to get a provisional credit from your credit card company, and they may actually have on deposit funds that they've asked that company to provide in order to be the credit card issuer. So there's good reasons to at least file a complaint with the BBB, and if it's a egregious enough situation where we have a large pattern of complaints, we will actually put a case together and refer it to our Consumer Protection Agency or to the Department of Justice. So you really got to be heard, and I can't emphasize that enough, Larry, that that more people have to recognize that the power of being a buyer these days is very important, but you've got to speak up. Yeah. You've got to go to our site and very simply file online. And who knows, that may develop a pattern of complaints that we can then work with the company to make them, you know, a better provider.
Let's turn to Karen in Lake Geneva next. Hi, Karen.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Sure. Thanks for taking my call. My question involves if you are married and you have a spouse that had started a business and the business never really took off and they're considering bankruptcy, how would that affect the other spouse from a financial standpoint?
Hmm. Well, Karen, my quick response there is that is not the type of activity that the Better Business Bureau would handle. We would probably try to refer you to legal organizations within your area, because there are a lot of registered attorneys in the state of Wisconsin that specialize in bankruptcy law. So I do not want to give you advice on that one. Sorry.
Okay. So you need to check in with somebody who's an attorney who specializes in bankruptcy law and get an opinion there, I think.
Yeah, and one thing, Karen, you can go to the BBB.org website, and then on the search you can just put in bankruptcy attorney, and our system will deliver accredited lawyers and attorneys in Wisconsin that can help you with that issue. So it's worth doing an independent search using our BBB website.
All right. There you have it. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Let's go to Nancy in Eau Claire next. Nancy, hello to you.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about a rebate program where companies are offering, you know, if you buy X number of dollars worth of product, you get rebate in gas or groceries. And, you know, over 2 years, you're supposed to get like $25 a month back. And we became involved in that when we bought something, and we have filed a complaint with a Better Business Bureau in Arizona where this company was located, and really then this company closed, another company took over. The last time we sent anything in, we got it back saying, you know, it was not forwardable any longer. This has been going on for over a year now. The company that we bought this from, this product from, said, well, this was just something extra that we were offering you. We don't have any liability in that regard. Could you comment? And I will take comments off the air.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Nancy, you just hit a real hot button with the Better Business Bureau, because there are companies that are third-party marketing companies that will go to your local dealer and offer them a marketing program of rebates to help create some buzz around the product you're going to buy. Unfortunately, you really have to check the financial stability and reliability of that third-party company, because just what happened to you does happen. Those companies can't honor all the rebates, or they make the rebates so complicated that if you read the fine print of everything you must do to follow the rebate program to get your money back. They make them almost impossible to honor, and so we're always concerned about the fairness of a program that's offered by a third party. The trust really starts with your local company, and they may have been duped into buying into a rebate program, thinking, "Hey, this will help us," and yet they have to try to work with you to see if there's any way that they can resolve the matter. The rebate company, the one you mentioned in Arizona, unfortunately, these companies do come and go, and it is pretty tough to follow all the rules and regulations. Sometimes BBBs are very good at tracking the name, where a company will change its name three or four times and try to avoid paying for products and services. And so the key point here, unfortunately, is that when you're buying a product and you look at a rebate and you have to find out who is actually offering the rebate and is the local company standing behind it, and then you have to go to the BBB.org and see if there's a rating on that rebate company. We may have already had a pattern of service that gives you a red flag that says, hey, this company already has an F rating with a Better Business Bureau. I'm not going to buy the whole program. So my purpose in being on air is to tell people, when you're buying something online or when you see a special program that's too good to be true, check the company that's actually responsible for the warranty or the service agreement or the rebate, because you might find that people have already complained to such an extent that the BBB system has a warning out there, a rating out there, which could save you some aggravation.
No. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Rand Hoth, our guest today, President CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, located in Milwaukee, and talking with him today about consumer complaints and issues. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have a consumer complaint issue that you'd like to bring up, now's the time to do it. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Got some open lines. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Let's go to John in Marshall next. John, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I was wondering, how can auto repair places get away with charging you for, say, 5 hours of labor when they only work on your car for three? They charge you like $80 an hour, and a lot of times the work they do, if you have them do two or three things at once, the labor is much quicker because they've already got it all apart.
Oh, but they're charging you based on each individual part if they had to take it
Right, one at a time, and they're not doing that, and then they turn around, and last time I had my car fixed at a major repair place in the Madison area, I was there 3 hours, and they charged me for 5 hours of labor, and I asked them if they had two people working on it, and they said, no, things just went quicker than normal.
Well, John, it's a good question, and I will say this once again, when you're getting car repair work done and you're thinking about where you're going to go, please check with the Better Business Bureau's website or give us a call, because we may have customer service issues already on record, and that may help you make a decision as to who you want to trust with your vehicle. Having said that, if a company has a good customer service record with the Better Business Bureau, they typically will be following standard diagnostic code rates. They will be following a certain amount of time that it takes to repair a certain part. And if you challenge them by saying, look, you shouldn't have added up all these diagnostic hourly estimates because it took less time, you can certainly ask them for a partial refund. But again, you're sort of at the whim of the terms of the contract that you signed for the work being done. So, be careful if you get an estimate, just exactly what that estimate entails, and go back to the company and see if they will negotiate with you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And if you're If you're still not satisfied, you can always file a complaint, can't you, Rand?
Absolutely. If you feel now the Better Business Bureau is pretty careful about not trying to identify pricing issues, but if it's a service issue and a disclosure issue, you can go online to ourwisconsin.bbb.org, and it's pretty easy to file, and we'll try to get a response from the company. We find, Larry, that companies, once they hear from the Better Business Bureau, they do tend to respond pretty quickly, so we're happy about that.
All right, John, thank you. Jay in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just had a situation recently that really bothered me quite a bit. I've been laid off or out of work since August last year, and I applied for a job posting on Craigslist, and it turned out to be a company that was trying to fish me for a customer. There was no job there at all. And, you know, things are getting kind of tight. I've been out of polite work a long time, and
yeah.
It was really disappointing. So it really angered me, too. So I just wanted to make that comment, and I'll take my comment off the air.
All right. Thank you for calling. Rand?
Well, two things to Jay. First of all, that is a warning from the Better Business Bureau that if you file for a job online, look out that you're not being offered a job. They're just trying to get you to fill out an application and be able to compromise your identity. A lot of these promises, and Craigslist has certainly gained a lot of notoriety for, you know, posting products and being sold properly, but it also gets a lot of publicity because employment scams are out there, and they're very frequent in these tough times. And so don't ever share any information about you personally or fill out online applications until you go offline and can talk directly to a company. Check with the BBB to see if we have a report on the company, and if not, I'd be very, very wary of sharing any information. And to Jay, and just so our listeners know, the Better Business Bureau has a very active regional office in the Northeast region, and Jay is calling from Appleton. So our Appleton Better Business Bureau regional office has a local number up there, 920-734-4352. So we do service that entire 18-county region through a local office that's willing to help you as well.
So that's 920, what was the rest of that
number? 734-4352.
Okay. All right, there you have it, Jay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Martina in Green Bay, we turn to you now. Hi, Martina.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Good.
Hi, Martina.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is it may be something that there nothing can be done about, but partly just to be informative. I have a situation where a son and daughter-in-law who are young hired a contractor to do a bathroom remodel recently and didn't check all their, you know, cross all their T's and dot all their I's and checking the person out. They went through a referral from a friend. And the guy came in, and they were having a walk-in shower done and some floor work and basically remodeling their bathroom. And the guy basically, after 3 or 4 days, we could see that the work was absolutely horrible. And things just kept coming up. It was obvious he didn't know what he was doing, even though he advertised being in business 27 years, had a business name, and so on. What we had to do was fire the guy. And basically, $1,700 had been paid out, and we had to rehire a company, and basically everything he did, the bathroom basically had to be gutted. He did such horrible work on it. And he put in wiring that wasn't cold. He didn't put a drip plan in the floor so that when the shower worked, it would have run out underneath the floor. Oh. And they had a heated floor. I mean, it was just horrible. Anyway, they did do a Better Business Bureau complaint, although there was nothing out there on this guy. So basically, we feel like we're just going to be out the money, and our main concern is how do you get information out to protect people? Because he'll probably just change his name.
Well, a couple of things. I'm very sorry to hear what happened to the family, and it's I'm glad that they, if they checked before they hired this contractor and found no record with the Better Business Bureau, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, and I don't think they did. Like I said, they went to a trusted friend who supposedly had seen his work, and his work was great. And probably the friend had seen the work, and it was great, the particular work he did, because I know the young man, too. So,
yeah, after references, the next thing to check is the Better Business Bureau report and then licensing to see if he's been in business 27 years, he must be... You know, he should be registered with the state of Wisconsin, and he should have local licensing to be able to do work and pull permits. So if there were a couple of those things missing, now that doesn't help anybody now.
You know, right.
But the issue now is that by the family filing a complaint with us, we will start to track that. And if the person changes names, we will make every effort to connect the doing business name that he was using with any new business name that we hear about.
Okay.
The key is everybody really has to buy a ticket, as we say. In other words, you've got to complain.
Exactly.
You've got to put it in writing. It can't just be word of mouth.
And they also filed a small claims court against him, so.
Yeah, and frankly, we do, if a contractor in that area we do a background check. So if you become an accredited contractor with the Better Business Bureau, we will have vetted a lot of information about a company before anyone hires them. So they have to meet a code of trust and follow certain standards and have a pretty clean record. So
sure. I know when I went out online afterwards, after I found out they went through this, and looked in our area, there was I could only find two tile companies in our whole area that were listed as, you know, under the Better Business Bureau. So you kind of went into a problem.
Wow.
In that case, you know, if it's something that, in our case, we had then a mess. They have one bathroom and a wife that's pregnant.
Oh, boy.
So it was, it's been a horrible mess. But anyway, to get somebody quick then to come in that was accredited, you know, it was a problem.
Yeah.
So,
well, but you found somebody that,
and
actually, you know, there's a, you can also contact us and we can give you some just general tips to go through before you hire, because people tend to not get two or three bids and they tend not to ask enough questions up front. And then we, Larry asked me earlier, what are the type of complaints that you get at the BBB? And of course, we do get home improvement and remodeling and plumbing type complaints on a regular basis. And all we can say is continue to do as much research as you can, even if we haven't got a report on them. A lot of companies will not return a questionnaire that the Better Business Bureau sends them. If we get 3 to 5 inquiries, calls on the phone or computer requests, we will send information to that company owner. And if that company owner doesn't have, is not responsible enough to send back information to the Better Business Bureau, therefore we have no record of them, they're not being transparent enough to get your business. So we're very big on trying to get more and more companies to file a simple business questionnaire with us and be honest and accurate about how long they've been in business and who owns the company. And that seems basic stuff, but we still try to work on that as hard as we can.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Thank you, Martina, for calling and sharing your experience with us. Appreciate it very much. It's Big New in Madison. We turn to you now. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I would like to talk about the little melodrama that I had last Monday. I went to change my oil at the Jiffy Lube, and they found out that one of my bulbs was burnt, so I said, well, let's change that too. So they supposedly couldn't do it because, you know, my car, which is a very, very popular model, at every parking lot you have at least 4 of those cars. They said that they need special key to open some grid. And they contacted Firestone, where I went, right after. And they wanted to charge me $162 to change 2 bulbs in my car. I took long breath, and I said, I'll sleep on that. I went home, and within 15 minutes, I changed those bulbs myself. And I have to stress the fact that I have never done anything about any car in my whole life. I used kitchen knife and a little, you know, set of pliers that you can buy for $3. And it took me 15 minutes. If I were to do that operation today, it would take me probably 7 minutes. Yeah. I understand that they itemized the problem, and the labor was supposedly $100. I wanted to have some better lights, so the lights themselves were about $60. The rest, $100, was for the labor. So my question is there any agency that supervises the pricing system? Because, as I say, if it was raining and dark, and if I was 10 years old, I would have said, yes, let's do it.
Okay. Well, Ram, what do you think?
Well, that's a great question. Everybody's looking for better lights, and the pricing price control is something the Better Business Bureau does not work on. And the only thing I can advise is that if there's especially troublesome pricing coming from one location, that's the kind of information that might go through our state consumer protection group to see if there's some violation of Wisconsin Administrative Code for markups. That's the only thing I can think of. There is, people are free to charge different prices, and it behooves all of us as savvy consumers to get two or three estimates, just like you agreed to and decided to sleep on that. If you took it to another location and said, what would it cost, what's an estimate to have these lights swapped out and replaced, you're going to get two or three different stories. That's why the BBB always says, talk to two or three people, because you're educating yourself on what it really takes to replace these headlights, and you found out that for your own self. And I wish I could say that there's price control is part of what our organization does, but it is certainly not. It's a free enterprise system, and it's a case of competing, I guess, for your business and doing it on a trustworthy basis. So I'm always sorry to hear that when there's a large markup.
No. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. And we turn to Milwaukee next. Let's talk to Ali. Ali, hello to you.
Yes, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Very good. This issue here is about consumer fraud, by contractor fraud, similar to the story a minute ago with the lady who hired a plumber or contractor and never finished the job.
Yes.
I have paid about $5,000 for heating and cooling guy who was supposed to do remodeling on a restaurant, and he never done so. Basically, what he did, he just came and looked at it and take off some of the equipment down that was supposed to be removed, and he never started on the job. Now, when I went down and questioned him about when is he going to come and start, he started delaying it, talking about he's getting sick and all of that. Then after a minute, he started not to stop me to come back to his house and check in with him, period. Then I called on the Business Bureau, with the president that you're talking to now. Mm-hmm. They write me a letter back. They're saying they have no response from him whatsoever, from his company. Now, I tried to talk the matter further down to the court system, and I learned about something called Consumer Fraud Unit connected with the DA's office downtown. And I went to that one, and they questioned him, and they interviewed him a couple of times when I was present, and he admitted that he owed me the money back, but they couldn't collect it from him, even the DA's office. After they promised me, they said, we'll give him a period of time to pay your money back, and if he didn't, we'll send out a warrant for his arrest. I tried to hold him criminally because the money was $5,000. It wasn't no hundreds.
That's a lot of money.
Wow, it sure is.
And I was surprised to being told by Assistant District Attorney Gary Macon that they couldn't find this guy. at the end of 2 years, going back and forth, going back and forth to the office.
Hmm. Has he been changing his name, Ollie?
Yes, sir.
He has been changing his name?
I don't know if he's still existing, if he's still working on other people. But I find out talking to a lawyer that he ran his name and his name of the company, and he found almost 11 lawsuits, civil suits against him, 11 judgments.
Oh. Of it.
And even though when we told Mr. Assistant District Attorney about that, he said that does not mean we can hold someone responsible and put him in jail for that. So he's out there on large, and he's probably defrauding somebody else's.
Hmm. Well, Ollie, that's why it is important to file with the Better Business Bureau, because one thing we can do is we make our complaint activity, even though there's no response, no answer and no response, that becomes a part of the public record. So even though we're not a regulatory agency, that information is available to the public for them to use. And as Larry and I are talking, we wish people would use it more, because with a non-response, that company would then develop an F rating, and so the next person would not give them $5,000 up front for heating and cooling. So your work is very important, and I don't want you to stop trying to do something through civil courts. You may still want to contact small claims, but it sounds like he's got a long history of not performing. So all we can do is try and warn people not to hire this man and move forward, I guess.
Yeah.
All of that information already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much for calling, and I'm sorry for your difficulties here, but I do hope you keep at it. $5,000 is a lot of money.
Well, and by Ollie going through the Better Business Bureau, even though we're not regulatory, that no response then leads to an automatic F rating. If you don't work with the Better Business Bureau, we give a company and that individual a negative rating so that the next person is not going to put down $5,000. That doesn't make Ollie feel any better, but
no.
You know?
Yep. I thank you very much for calling, Ollie. Appreciate your call. Someone else, Matt in Appleton, phoned in about the auto repair, the hourly rates.
Yes.
The book rates. He was saying that, and he may be involved in this business, but he's saying they use the book rates, they can quote accurately, and if they use the book rate and it takes longer, then they don't charge you more than the book rate. So if they get done earlier, then they, you know, it's the same charge. That's,
well, yeah, there's two sides to using those diagnostic rates, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Rand, it's always a pleasure. Again, your website, where do people go for more information?
Wisconsin.bbb.org.
Wisconsin.bbb.org. Rand,
right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Rand Hoth, our guest, President, CEO of the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau, located in Milwaukee. And there's always a lot of sad and stories. Makes me mad when I listen to some of the tales that people have to go through, and the money lost, and not only the money, but it's just the aggravation. You know, we have people a year or 2 years involved in litigation and whatever. So for sure, check with the Better Business Bureau. Check with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection before you embark on any project, as a matter of fact, even less expensive ones. But certainly with more expensive ones, you want to be very, very careful. Coming up next, we're going to be taking a look at obesity and losing weight. There's a new book out. It's called The Relativity Diet, A Diet Theory of Everything. And it's written by a doctor, Sean Malarvey, who is from Wisconsin, and he's got quite a story to tell. And we'll hear that story next on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.